The best time of the year, the bracket is here. It's March mode. Alex Strope, Wisconsin legend Ben Brust with you, reacting to everything we just watched unfold. Wisconsin loses in the Big Ten tournament semifinals yesterday to Michigan, and they boost their seed. They're up to a 5 seed. They draw number 12 High Point to kick things off on Thursday. Benny, happy Selection Sunday. It's like Christmas for us college basketball fans.
Yeah, it's funny. In a couple group texts, I pretty much nailed it. And it's funny seeing the reaction, A, from Badger fans, B, from former players, and C, just like, you know, you get so caught up in the draw and where you're at. I think the first takeaway that I have is it's important to remember who the team you're rooting for it like is. Like when you see some of the teams, like a North Carolina who's a 6 and has an injury, like the Badgers played 2 of 5. They played their way 2 of 5. And at points in the season, literally in January, they were out of this tournament. They were not in the NCAA tournament. So the way that they have played throughout the last 3 months has showed why they belong to be A in the tournament and B a 5 seed. Now we can get into who they play and what that means and what type of games they're going to be. But the reason why I brought that up is this team's good. This team is really, really good. And I would be a fraud if I were to say like, ah, the draw sucks and everyone's against us. When yesterday I tweeted, anybody who sees the Badgers next to them in the bracket is going to be disappointed because of how well they have been playing and what their quality wins are and what this group has shown that they can do. And then adding Nolan Winter back is, I think, going to be very, very crucial, as we saw the size sort of beat them in a game against Michigan. Now, they played well, but it took a lot to sort of overcome some of the deficit without Nolan Winter.
Yeah, and it'll be nice to get him back. But I think if we learned anything over the course of the last month or so when it comes to the Wisconsin Badgers, Ben, is they can hang with anybody. And they proved it again in the Big Ten tournament, hanging with Michigan yesterday, who's a number 1 seed in this tournament. The number 3 overall seed is Michigan in the NCAA tournament this year. They can hang with anybody. And the fun part is when you have such a great 1-2 punch in the backcourt, like they do with Nick Boyd and John Blackwell, who combined for about 40 points on any given night, anybody can step up and become the hero. Yesterday, it was Austin Rapp, who went on a 15-2 run by himself, right? I mean, any day, it feels like somebody can step up. We've seen Braden Carrington have his moments. We've seen Andrew Rohde have his moments. Nolan Winter will be back in the fold, and hopefully he has his moments come Thursday and hopefully Saturday and beyond in this NCAA tournament. So I love this team. I love what they have evolved into. You know, we talked earlier this week, Benny, about like earlier in the season when they're losing at Fiserv Forum to Villanova. That was a different Badgers team, man. That was a different team back in December. What they have evolved into is one of the best teams in the country, 5 seed or not. They can hang with anybody, and this feels like a team that we could be talking about making it to the third weekend, let alone the second.
So, yeah, they can hang with anybody, but, like, to me, right now it's not about hanging with anybody. It's about, like, are you set up to win games? And so the way I look at the matchup that they have from a 5-12 standpoint, A, I've done the ABC thing already, twice within the first 5 minutes here. A, it's a 5-12. B, you're going to be thinking about James Madison in the back of your head. You're going to be thinking, you know, a high-scoring team, what the heck? If this was 3 years ago against James Madison, that was really the first time that the shift of guards offense really started to take forth, like in terms of like playing faster, more possession, scoring more. He's had time to sort of make it his system. And so he and his team, I think, have crafted a consistent way of getting possessions, getting their guys going, finding different ways to get Boyd, Blackwell, Carrington, whoever it is, getting that game going. Sure. Rap, obviously. So when I think about everyone, like, well, High Point, they score, they shoot 35% from three. It's going to be a high scoring affair. Great, because you know what, the Badgers do that too, and they've done it against Michigan, Illinois, Purdue, Michigan State. You look at the teams on the 1s and the 2s and the 3 lines, which are Purdue as a 2 seed, Michigan as a 1 seed, Illinois, and Michigan State as 3 seeds. They've beaten all of those teams. So I don't want to, like, this isn't a year where I'm going to be like, oh, a high point scare. No, like, you respect every opponent, but they should go in there thinking, we do what we do best, we win. It doesn't matter the seed, because at one point they were not even in the tournament. There are five that feels like they're playing that like a three right now, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. When I look at the seed lines and I look at some of the teams, the seed is the seed, the draw is the draw. What are you doing at this current time to give me confidence no matter what the team is on the other side? And so when I see high point, I see high scoring, I see balance, I see the ability to shoot the ball, they shoot a good free throw percentage, I don't care, because the Badgers are better at playing faster than they've ever played. And so this should be something where they have more skill and can outclass them like they've outclassed better teams that they faced in high leverage moments. Now, are there some losses? Are there some losses where you go, oh, the Badgers dropped it? Yes. But were they in high leverage situations? The only one you can maybe argue is Oregon, but they also dropped a game earlier. We can look back, but they've played their way to this point, and I have confidence based off what I've seen from this team to end the season and obviously even just in that Big Ten tournament.
I love the seed is the seed, the draw is the draw, because to me that doesn't matter. What we have learned about this Wisconsin team the last 2 months is that they need to get to the second weekend for the first time since 2017. That has to be the expectation no matter who's in front of you. A high-scoring, high-point team. One of the best players in the country is on Arkansas, who you would likely see if it's chalk going into the round of 32 in Darius Acuff and Arkansas. It doesn't matter who's in front of you. You have to get to the second weekend. That has to be the focus for all Badgers fans. That has to be the expectation for all Badgers fans. I don't care about the seed. I don't care about the draw. You got to be one of the last 16 teams standing in this tournament, Benny, because this has to be the year you get back and get that monkey off your back if you're head coach Greg Gard for the first time in 9 years.
Yeah, I mean, you could make all the excuses you want, but ultimately, like, this team has the ability to do it. They have the talent to do it. You know, and maybe it was the last March Mode we did before the Big Ten tournament. Maybe it wasn't one of the last two times we talked. At the time, they were a five seed, and you were like, who's a team outside like the top three like seeds that you think are projected to go make a run? And I said Arkansas, and I'm not going to lie, because I will be honest. That's just because I think they should go to the Sweet 16 doesn't mean there aren't matchups that you want to avoid if you can, and Arkansas is one of them. Acuff is an absolute dog. Now, that being said, I love Boyd and his mentality. So Acuff projected top seven, anywhere from like top four to top seven NBA draft pick after his freshman year. And if you watch some basketball today, you saw him in the second half for Arkansas go off against Vanderbilt. He has the ability to take over games. Nick Boyd is someone where I think we'll look at him and be like, I don't care who this dude is. I think I'm better than you. And I love that about Nick Boyd and his mentality. Now, it's less Acuff and more the athleticism for Arkansas. One thing that we've noted a lot for Badger teams is when they run into some size is something, but athletic size is different. Number seven on Arkansas, I believe his last name's like Brazil or Brazil, is awesome. He can step out and actually knock down some threes. I think he hit two or three in the second half today. But he is an eraser at the rim. He can offensive rebound better than, I think, anybody in the country. The way he plays above the rim is something that's a little scary for me, particularly because, you know, Rapp isn't going to play above the rim. You know what his strengths are. AB, Bilyauskas, is like a good big body, but it's not like Nolan Winter, even before he was not injured. Not a huge above the rim guy. He gets his angles. He can finish around the rim. He hasn't shot it great all year. He's been inconsistent. You know, we would have hoped for a higher percentage from him. I think he's around that 33%, which is, you know, something where you'd like to see those four men that can spread the floor. But none of them are bigs that play above the rim like Arkansas can and have that athletic ability to do so. So it's not Acuff, because I love the guards that the Badgers have. It's the heightened athleticism. And without looking ahead too, right, from a high point to now we're talking about Arkansas already. Obviously, I bet a lot of college basketball at Potawatomi Casino Hotel in the sports book. I like late night West Coast games. I like to stay up. That Big West was my conference. And Hawaii is usually a joke amongst gamblers that, oh, it's going to be the last game of the night. Just put some money on the Hawaii game. Like, Hawaii is legitimately good. They have a big that's pretty skilled around the rim that would be interesting from a matchup standpoint. They're a good team. So the same way that everyone's thinking about High Point, Arkansas should be thinking about Hawaii. But that being said, this is about the Badgers, and this is about what I think seeing from Boyd and Blackwell in the tournament. Having Acuff is one thing. Having Boyd and Blackwell is also another thing if we jump ahead to that. But again, I don't want to overlook High Point, but what I will continue to reiterate is the Badgers should not be scared of High Point based off of, oh, they score a bunch. I will say it again. The Badgers do too. I want you to put that here. The Badgers do that too, and they do it well. That's how they have as many quality wins as they have against really good opponents.
Really well said. All right, I want to handle a couple things, and then we will jump to this matchup. It's Wisconsin and High Point. That game will be played Thursday. This is the sixth time in Wisconsin's program history that they are a five seed. In the previous five times they have been a five seed, they have lost in the first round four of those five times. They have been on the wrong side of a 5-12 matchup four times in program history. The only exception to that was way back at the beginning of Bo Ryan's tenure in 02-03 when they lost in the regional semifinal. The other four times they've been a five seed, they've been on the wrong side of a 12-5 loss. Not a great stat there, Benny.
I don't give a damn. This team is I understand the 5-12s are very common. I get it, right? They always tell you, make sure you have at least two 12-5 upsets when you fill out a bracket. I don't care if Yield Takes Expose Me. Like, I don't give a damn about 5-12 upsets. Like I said, the Badgers are playing better than a five seed. It just so happens that in their early part of the season, they were figuring out who they were. Boyd was figuring out how to play with Blackwell. He was trying to figure out how to play with pace, but also find his teammates. As you and I have noted, his assist to turnover ratio has skyrocketed within the last 10 games.
Bonkers.
Braden Carrington has come alive. Rhodey has his role. Rap up and down, down early, sick, up, kind of like, you know, kind of found a spot. And then you saw what he's capable of in the rapture that we saw happen against Michigan, you know, going off there. So getting Nolan back again, if you were to say they were a 5-12 matchup and they sort of, like, I don't know, played like they did early in the season, but they wouldn't have been here. Again, my point is, they are playing better than a five seed right now, which gives me confidence that I don't look at this as a 5-12. I look at it as, are the Badgers going to play up to how they have been playing? Because it's on them. You know, it's about them executing what they've been doing, and this should be a win for this team. I'd be curious what the spread comes out as.
Yeah, we will try to keep an eye on that. It might come out by the time we're done here. But I do need your opinion on something.
The spread, actually. The spread is...
I was going to say, if I have a feeling, Riley's got it.
Yes, Wisconsin, 12.5-point favorites opening against High Point. Yep. So that's the biggest 5-12 spread.
I was going to say 8 or 9 was going to be my guess. Mm-hmm. Because that's my point. This is a really good Badgers team. Again, it doesn't mean that you lay the points. I'm just saying that is significant. Riley, you got to dig deeper for me. What's the biggest 5-12 spread in the history?
He just said it was in the history.
Okay.
In the history. Yeah, oh, boy.
I know.
Yeah, biggest this year.
We'll do some research. I'll get back to you.
Obviously this year. Yeah, now, obviously Benny, this year. That's the biggest.
So we now know they're 12.5-point favorites. We will get to kind of what you make of this matchup, what you make of their draw in just a moment, Benny. But you've made fun of me for this before, and I would like to get your opinion on the 2026 version of the Alex Strove handwritten bracket. So I every year I handwrite the bracket as the selection show comes out. And I have a couple notes here, as you can see, play-ins and Big Ten teams, et cetera. But
it's
how do you grade?
It's just the biggest waste of time.
It's not a waste of time. It's an annual tradition.
I have a principal bracket. It's a dumb annual tradition. Like, at least when people are keeping score in baseball, there's something different that happens every single play. literally, I have a printable bracket I'm looking at right now. That. It took me 2 seconds that to click that, on.
Look at my bracket. It's beautiful, man. I've got color coding. I've got notes.
My 2-year-old daughter, who is eating dinner right now, could have put something better than that.
My handwriting. I've done this for, oh, I don't know. I've probably done it for 20 years at this point. And I don't think my handwriting has gotten any better in the last 2 decades that I've done this. I do this every Selection Sunday. I write out the picks. So not great.
I kind of see where you're going. Overall takeaway as well is, you know, early on as they were starting to win some of these games, the Badgers, they were on that 8-9 line. And yep. The reason why I didn't love the 8-9 line is because I wanted them to be away from the 1 seeds. And again, because like I look at everything in terms of like, I don't care if they haven't made a Sweet 16. I want to figure out the best way that they can win a championship. You know, like the draw is the draw, but like you still like try and figure it out in your head. When I look at the 6 seeds, now they couldn't have been 2 of the 6 seeds because the committee would have moved them out of these spots. Louisville is a 6 that could end up playing Michigan State, and North mm-hmm. Carolina with their injuries could end up playing Illinois. I think BCU actually beats North Carolina as 11-6. We'll get there for another day. But the other 2 3 seeds, like I know Virginia's sneaky good, but I would rather like see like Virginia as a 3 seed. And then also like play Miami, Ohio or SMU in the first round, if that makes sense. Like you get sure. some of these like SMUs that are in the last 4 in, and Miami, Ohio, who I believe deserve to be in, but can't guard a soul. If the Badgers played them, they put up 120. That's how bad Miami, Ohio is at defense. So like, I don't know, like Gonzaga is a 3 or Arkansas is a 4. I'd much rather play Gonzaga. Now that like this, that was just sort of some of our takeaways as I was talking with teammates, is like kind of like that 6-11, 6-3 route. Cause then you play a 2 seed or a 7-10 beats them. Those ones typically get to the Sweet 16. It's a really hard in today's basketball to find 8-9 that's capable of beating a 1 seed because of how much money and investment there is in some of these top teams. So it happens yeah. to be a little chalkier from 1 seed getting the Sweet 16. So that was my only thing, is if you play a 3 seed, you get to the Sweet 16 and you're on the lower half of the bracket, you're not going to play a 1 seed in the Sweet 16, which I think is, you know, like a harder task. That's one thing that stood out. I think the Badgers, I think the Badgers have a tough draw, but like it's a draw that they can absolutely get through.
It's the NCAA tournament, man. Like I feel like it's always
every
a tough
every single person who roots for a team is saying to themselves, "Ah, tough draw."
The committee hates us, you know. Like it's a draw. It's the NCAA tournament. It's a one game do or die every time you're on the hardwood, right? So like I get it. I get complaining. The high point draw is interesting because they are such a high scoring team. I know you don't want to see Acuff in the second round because he's one of, if not the best player in the country, right? He's unbelievably talented and entertaining. And if you watch the SEC tournament, you saw how bright he can shine when the lights are the brightest. I will say this.
One more quick thing. Like if you look at the rest of the 4-5 stroke, like Alabama, I think sucks this year. Texas Tech is without Toppin. That's the
I'm not high on them.
Midwest. Yep. Nebraska and Vanderbilt, who's like good. I mean, they started out amazing and made their way to the SEC championship. But like, no, that doesn't really like St. John's and Kansas. I don't know. I just think from a 4-5 standpoint, if you look at the 5s, I would rather be playing St. John's than Arkansas.
I would say this though, like of those eight teams, Benny, that are on the 4-5 line, of the 8 teams you mentioned, the 2 you didn't mention, obviously Arkansas and Wisconsin. If I've got to pick one to roll with and say, hey, I think this team can seriously make a run, I'm picking Wisconsin because of what they've been able to show us the last 2 months.
Yeah, and again, I guess it's not worth complaining because they had their chances too, right? Like the people who complain least are usually the ones that are seated highest. And you know why you complain least when you're seated highest is because you did everything throughout the entire body of your work to prove where you belong. If the Badgers mm-hmm. don't drop one at home to USC. If they don't lose both non-con games to TCU and Villanova, you know, are they in a different spot? And are you saying something different? Probably. And that's my overall point of, like, if you want to complain about the draw, you can. But you also can't, because even though it's amazing they're a 5 seed, they could have been higher if they had taken care of business earlier. But it's also part of the maturation of getting to where they're at. It's hard for a team to bring in as many new guys as, like, and it's how you develop. And it's not like they're a top 10 spending team in the country. They're not. So there's going to be some development that comes from within, figuring out whose role is what throughout the middle of the season, when that may have already been defined 10 years ago heading into the season, right? You kind of know what it is when you've played with the same players in your program and maybe have one transfer that sat out a year 10 years ago. Now it's, hey, we got to figure this out on the fly, and credit to Guard for figuring out the fly, because, again, remember, this team was not in the tournament in the beginning of January. And then it started against UCLA, and we're here and we're talking about, and I think this is the best way I'll describe it, Wisconsin's a 5 seed playing like a 3 seed, and that is exactly why they are 12.5-point favorites against High Point.
Love to see it. Obviously, you watch enough college basketball. I'm sure you watched a little bit of High Point. What do you make of them? Riley and I have both said it already. They're top 10 in points per game in the country. They're a very high-scoring team. It's going to be high energy, high scoring game, I would imagine, between these two on Thursday. What do you make of High Point, the team Wisconsin pulls in the first round?
I think what's interesting there is, like, they don't have a ton of size. They're going to be one of those teams that have a bunch of really good players that do a lot of the same things. When you have three scorers that are like 12, 15, 16 points per game, I'd say the biggest challenge that the Badgers will have is, like, you have to really scout a team like this, because I guarantee if you go through their top three scorers, Terry Anderson leads the team. That's great. But when you look at their second scorer, I guarantee Rob Martin, who averages 15 a game right behind him, has had his own 25-point games. So their top scorers don't shoot it well. And that I love for the Badgers. Their 16 and 15 point per game guys shoot 30% from three. And that's something you can easily scout right away if you're a Badger coach, is these are the guys that if we're going to lose, they're going to beat us from three, right? If we let them get to the paint and we let them shoot a bunch of free throws, because they both shoot from the free throw line really well, then you're putting yourself in a bad spot. But if you make them the two best scorers, if you take them out of what they're comfortable, they're not going to be able to make the Badgers as uncomfortable. So when you look at the top two scorers, it's slowing them down. They have a lot of balance, right? When you have 16, 15, 13, basically 10, 10, 8, 7, 7, they got a lot of guys, and they're going to play a lot of guys. But that doesn't scare me, as long as you figure out Terry Anderson and Rob Martin, they're two main point scorers. One's going to be more rebound, offensive rebound, put back, doesn't shoot as much. Get him off the glass, and Rob Martin's going to attack and be that sort of slashing guard that you got to look out for, who can pass the ball a little bit.
We will not know the tip time for Thursday between High Point, the Panthers, and the Badgers until later
Riley,
tonight.
Now, I'm give looking at the tip time.
I don't have the tip time, but I can tell you that last year they unveiled the tip times at, I believe, 8:10. So we should be getting
It was 7:05.
It was 7:05?
7:05 Central.
Okay, Eastern time. That's what I was talking about.
So I'm currently staring at the releases of first round tip times and Selection Sunday under the current format. 2025, it was 8:05 p.m. Eastern, so 7:05 locally. 24, it was 7:19 locally. 2023, it was 6:37 locally. So we can use a 2023 year here, so we can get a tip time while we are still live. In terms of the one seed, Benny, in Wisconsin's region, it's Arizona. We've talked a little bit about them. They are so athletic. They're big. They're really, really good, right? They're the number two overall seed for a reason. The one thing they lack, though, is they are not sharpshooters. They are not a huge three-point shooting team, the Wildcats of Arizona. Is that
until Del Orso did that the other day?
Yeah, right. Yeah, true. Really fun week for them. They are a really good basketball team. Do you look at that and say, okay, if it is the Badgers in Arizona in the Sweet 16, there's certainly a path?
I just want to preface that I'm not looking ahead. Alex Stroff is asking me this question, so I'm going to answer it. did you know that Arizona does not beat the Badgers in the NCAA tournament? And the last two times that the Badgers have played Arizona in the West region, they have not beat the Badgers. And Sean Miller went home, and now Tommy Lloyd and team might be feeling a little bit of that same history. Again, I know the Badgers have seen Arizona the past couple of years. They had a home and home. And I think last year was the moment where I was like, holy cow, the Badgers are really just letting – was that this year? Am I losing my mind? Time is flying. Please tell me that this year they didn't play
it. It was last year.
Yeah, that was last year. That was Tanjay. Tanjay had a huge game. He dropped like 40-plus.
Okay. Yes, I remember sitting at that one with Josh Gosser, and we were like, how is everyone just scoring on us? And that was like really when I was like, they're fully committed to playing faster and making this identity offense. And I was like, can they out-offense Arizona? Like, that's not – look at all the talent that they have. So, again, yes, the Badgers can beat Arizona. They could beat anybody. They've proven that. They've beaten everybody ahead of them in the Big Ten, I guess outside of – Nebraska, when you think about that seed that's ahead of them. But again, there are four, and the rest of them that are ahead of the Badgers, they've beat. So yeah, can they beat Arizona? Absolutely. Jaden Bradley is a really good long-time guard that you obviously want. Tommy Lloyd's been close and had a lot of talent, and he hasn't been able to do it. I know Arizona's got that monkey as well. But again, Boyd, Blackwell, can carry a team to wherever you want them to go. They really can. The biggest thing is how are the bigs with Nolan Winter, AB, and Rapp going to hold up against some of these matchups that they may have beyond High Point from a size perspective? Because you know what you're going to get offensively. Mm-hmm. It's those extra offensive rebounds from guys that you're going to have to put a little more body on. You're going to have to lay the wood. You have to get more physical. You're going to get them off their spot, because if they get a running start or they get the ability to show off that athleticism, we're feeling like we did when we watched the Badgers early in the season against BYU, who are super athletic and, you know, Tip Duncan, and even their BYU's bigs, not even very good, but he looked like a stud. There's better bigs that the Badgers will go against that you can't let get off like that without being really physical and pushing them off the spot.
I love that from Benny Brust. Ben Brust, Alex Stroff, Riley Ryauk with you, a special edition of March Mode, reacting to one of my, if not my favorite day of the year in sports. It's Selection Sunday. Rifling through a couple things, but it's that 5-12 matchup again for Wisconsin, first time since a couple of years ago when they lost to James Madison. They are back as a 5 seed. I'm just rifling through right now, Benny, the official 1-68 seed list from the NCAA. Wisconsin number 20, which quick math tells me that makes them the final 5 seed. They are the lowest rated 5 seed according to the NCAA, which we talked about it earlier in the week, kind of what we expected, probably a top 6 or a bottom 5 dependent on what they did in the Big Ten tournament. And they proved just how good they are in the Big Ten tournament. That win over Illinois, they were in it until the last shot, you know, 0.4. They needed you yesterday, by the way. I texted you this. It was almost the same exact scenario as your shot. They were the number 3 team in the country. I know they were number 2, and you beat them. They hit a late shot. They're down 3. They needed you.
I should know this. What was the score? I was trying to see if I had it somewhere downstairs in the basement. I'm trying to remember what the score was February 9, 2013. I know it was 63-60 this weekend. Was it 62-59? When Hardaway hit it against us?
Riley will think that.
Final score.
The difference was
final score was 65-62. I'll quick. You guys can keep chalk, and I'll find the regulation score.
No. It was 60-57 then, to make it 60-60, because nobody scored in that. It was 5-2 in overtime. It was like the ugliest overtime.
Oh, really?
You are correct. Nailed it on the head. 60-57.
Yeah, you don't look that one up.
2 points for Michigan, 5 points for Wisconsin and OT.
Yuck.
Yeah, yuck is right. Yuck is right. Sorry to derail us there, but from a Big Ten tournament standpoint, yeah, like I think when you look at the way that they played against Michigan, Michigan did a phenomenal job. Something that High Point can't do is put the Big Ten Player of the Year on Nick Boyd. Like, there's no Yaxel, there's no Johnson, there's no Mara. You know what I mean? Like, you're going from playing a massive team with tons of athleticism to a mid-major team that can score, but again, you're better than them. You're better at doing this than them, and you've done it against better teams. So, like, that's the biggest thing that stands out from Big Ten tournament for me is what they were able to continue to do. And again, Michigan was smart. They made the Badgers have to scrap and claw to make that a game, and Rapp had to get hot. Like, a lot had to go right for the Badgers to keep that as close as they did, because I thought Michigan's game plan was great, putting Yaxel on Boyd and trying to bring a athletic, big, long body on him. Hard to do that if you're High Point to this Badger team, which 12 and a half is a freaking lot, man. That's a lot for a 12-5. I thought, like I said, I thought it'd be 7-8, 12 and a half. But it should be, anyone who's listening, that should be validation about why you believe they should not be part of this 5-12 frenzy. You know what this team is. You've watched this team enough. And if you're jumping into March because it's March now and it's time to watch college basketball, the Badgers are really, really talented. And they beat some of the best teams in the country in the last 2.5, 3 months here. High Point, when I saw it, I was like, I don't give it. And it's no disrespect to them. It's just about how the Badgers have played and gotten to this point in the season, why I have such confidence in this first round matchup.
Watch out for Texas Tech and Akron. You want to talk about a high-scoring team. Akron, also one of the highest-scoring teams in the country, is a 12 seed. Texas Tech, obviously, without Toppin. Like, hello! That could certainly be your five. Would you call it a 5-12 frenzy? I think that's the game to keep an eye on when it comes to the upset in the Midwest region. Texas Tech, Akron. That would be my gut first look at the bracket. That's your 5-12 upset. Akron, the Zips, back in the tournament again this year.
If you want me to roll through some that I like as potential upsets, I do think what is really intriguing is the Santa Clara Kentucky game.
Totally agree. 10-7. Totally agree. Yeah.
Think Santa Clara. Kentucky's so hit or miss this year.
You mentioned earlier, Benny, like late night hoops. You and I love staying up late and watching late night hoops. So we've probably each got a fair dose of Santa Clara action this year.
Yeah, they have some bigs. They're long, athletic. Another one is it. I think the spread will probably show this. VCU, I think, will beat North Carolina without Caleb Wilson. I bet that's probably only like a North Carolina's -4 would probably be my guess. I think that's an outright win for VCU. I do think Akron. Everyone's going to pick Akron against Texas Tech, which makes me a little nervous about that one. I hate this tournament so much because I can look at all these and everyone's like, oh, a 5-12 happens every year. And you're like, it's not going to be your team. I don't think Northern Iowa, the Missouri Valley sucked. They're not going to 12-5 St. John's.
No.
So you're looking at St. John's, who just won the Big East tournament. You're looking at Vandy, who just went to the SEC tournament championship. And you're looking at Texas Tech. Again, that's why it makes sense. They don't have top, and that's why that's going to be the one. Like, but usually the one that everyone's like is going to happen never happens.
That's
what makes this whole thing so wonderful.
All right, we will break down the bracket further on tomorrow's edition of March Mo. We're going to come up with another one after we sleep on it, or I probably won't sleep much, to be honest with you, Benny. I'll fill out 10 to 15 brackets tonight just to get a decent feel for what I'm thinking, but just want to round robin here, just get your gut reaction.
15 brackets.
Yeah, I'll fill out probably 10 to 15. I'll toy around with it. What?
You'll toy around with it. Have some conviction.
It's a lot of
it's
brackets.
It's not a conviction thing yet. Conviction comes Wednesday night. That's when conviction comes, is Wednesday night when I don't sleep every year. Wednesday night, I will not sleep.
You're going to overthink the hell out of this.
I do every year, Ben. That's the beauty of March. That's why this is the best tournament in sports, because you've got 100 bajillion options of how you can have this thing play out. Like, I love toying around with it.
You think you're better than the computer? Are you going to run this through AI this year for a little help?
No. This is all I don't watch this much college basketball to let AI make my decisions for me. I watch this much college basketball, so I'm prepared for the test, man. I've been cramming for the test the last couple months.
All right, here's what's going to happen. And for those who are listening that don't watch, Kyle Bruston-Ortman Monday through Friday, 2-4 on ESPN Madison, 2-5 on ESPN Milwaukee. You're going to submit your bracket before Thursday, 11 a.m., and I'm going to make a bracket for AI, and it's like Stroh versus the computer, who ends up
love
having
that
a bracket.
Love that idea. That's brilliant by you. Given how chalky the tournament was last year, I worry AI will go very chalky, and this does not feel like a total chalky year.
You're already overthinking it. I got him right where I want him.
Yeah. I always do. Indeed. Number one seeds, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, Florida. What do you make of the four?
Ohio State and TCU stink. Kansas is a horrible four. I think Duke's going to find their way to Houston or to Indianapolis rather. Florida has Clemson sucks. Iowa sucks.
Yeah, they've got a path, man.
Florida's got an easy path, the Elite Eight. Now, I wouldn't sleep on Houston or Illinois.
No.
I mean,
no.
They have tough bottom seeds, but the top half of the bracket's pretty easy. I would say Michigan got a pretty good draw as well. That bottom half, I love Iowa State in that bottom slot. Tennessee's a fraud this year. Virginia's good, but like – They'll drop a game. They don't have that top tier talent. Again, I'm just not sold on a lot of the ACC teams. And then looking around, Arizona, obviously. I think Utah State has a chance to give Arizona a game. Mark that.
Ooh,
I really like that. Yeah, Utah State as a 9. Villanova is a tough draw for them, but I think Utah State has a ton of talent. And I thought they should have been an 8. I didn't think they'd be a 9, but I think Utah State could definitely give Arizona a game. And maybe
Jordan Love, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, is listening to this right now and going, I like that Ben Bruss guy. He really knows what he's talking about.
I watch a lot of late night West Coast, and Utah State is a wagon. Even just pulling out late against SDSU in the Mountain West. And here's a reminder. One of the 5-12 match, you said the Badgers have lost 4 of the 5 times they've been a 5 seed in the first round.
That's correct.
When we lost to Ole Miss my junior year, the Kansas State team was a 4 seed. We were a 5. They lost as well. So it ended up being a 12-13 second round. You just don't know. And so if you take care of High Point, which are 12.5 point favorites. I think Hawaii is a solid team. I'm not saying they're going to be Arkansas. Say they do. Say Utah State upsets Arizona. Like, you just never know. So what feels like a tough draw when you see it, it doesn't always end up that way. It doesn't always end up like as chalky as it is for the team that you root for. So you got to use what you feel is best and just focus on your team and let the chips fall and then take it on as they come. So again, very encouraged. To see their 12.5 point favorites. Because again, if High Point scores a lot, the Badgers score a lot, and they just got done. Nick Boyd just got done getting guarded by the Big Ten Player of the Year. Not Defensive Player of the Year, the Big Ten Player of the Year in Yaxel. They don't have that at High Point.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that. I love how a question about one seed somehow got back to Wisconsin High Point. You're very good at your job.
I mean, it's all I can think about. It's all I can bring back to is the Badgers right now. I want this for them bad. I want it for Coach Gard. I think this team's really likable. I think, you know, a lot of Badger fans are itching because they feel like this is the best chance from a talent standpoint and a team standpoint of like, hey, if we beat as many teams as we did that are good teams – you can throw away the losses in your head. You can keep them in the back of the head if you want. I look at it from a, this team has, if they beat those teams, they have the talent to go as far as they want. So I just swing it right back to the Badgers in my head right now. How do they get as far as they possibly can go? Because I want it for GGG in the squad.
I love that. Questions for Ben Brust on YouTube. We're with you live, our first live edition of March Mode. Comment your questions for Badgers legend Ben Brust. As we now know the Badgers' fate, they will play number 12 High Point on Thursday to kick off NCAA tournament play. Matt chimes in, ESPN Madison on YouTube. He says, Strofe will beat AI. Thank you for the faith, Matt. I appreciate that. Evil Badger 72. Evil Badger 72 says, is it Sweet 16 or bust for Wisconsin? My vote is yes. Ben Brust, what say you?
It is. It is. And Guard would say the same thing. I think I heard an interview earlier. It could have been your interview with him. Like, the goal is to provide that same experience. The reason why I'm able to, my dad put together a really cool piece of the net, some pictures from the Final Four. This was the thing above my locker. I don't know if you can see it all. But, like, Guard was a part of that. Even though he wasn't the head coach, like, he experienced that, and he wants his teams to experience that. So when he was asked about, like, oh, do you want to get the Sweet 16? He goes, no, I want to go further than the Sweet 16. You know what I mean? Yep. But that's in a way saying, like, yeah, he obviously, like, wants to get back there.
So the way I asked him that question, you are referring to my interview from Coaches Week before the season tipped off. I asked him, does it bother him? The way that people talk about the second weekend, does it bother him that he hasn't been back since 2017? And he said, no, it bothers me. I haven't been back to the third weekend. It bothers me. I want to be at the third weekend. I want to be in Indianapolis. And which is fair, but also you have to understand where I'm coming from when I ask a question like that, or we talk about that, Ben, right? Because it's been since 2017. It's been 9 years since the Badgers have been in the Sweet 16. And when you were playing and thereafter, it was almost an annual trip to the Sweet 16 in the second weekend for Wisconsin. That was at the end of Bo Ryan's tenure. That was just the expectation. That's what was just happening just about every year. And it's been since 2017. There's been a global pandemic. There's been NIL implemented. There's no more transfer portal rules. If you transfer now, you don't have to sit out a year like you did in 2017. The whole landscape of college basketball is different than the last time the Badgers played in the second weekend. So that, as a fan, for me, a guy that roots for the Badgers, that's why it bothers me they haven't been back.
Oh, it bothers you, Strofe, huh? You don't think it bothers Guard? I think his answer would actually make Guard. But it should make you more excited that he's like, I want to get him to the third weekend. That means he believes in his process and what he's doing. And how he's building his teams and ways he can be successful. And again, I hate to continue even bring back 2013 when we lost. I know we went to the Sweet 16 in back-to-back years, but I think they lost to Cornell in 2010. The 09-10 season. Like, people were after Bo. People were after Bo. And he was getting to, like, the Sweet 16. He had been to an Elite Eight. Obviously, I think, you know, losing to North Carolina – it doesn't happen every year, but what I will say is I believe this is the most confident that I have felt coming into a tournament about the team, right? It was all on Tanjay's shoulders last year. The only reason why they came back and had a shot against BYU is because Tanjay was on the team. I like the makeup of this team better than Hepburn and Storr, right? Like, you can feel the connection with Nick Boyd because he knows this is it for him, right? He's all in on Wisconsin because this is all he's got, and he's playing really well. Blackwell is playing, like, probably his best, most efficient basketball of the last couple games here. Wasn't forcing it earlier, but has been, hunting it a little bit more because they know, I mean, obviously they broke each other's record in the Big Ten tournament of Wisconsin players with the most points in the Big Ten tournament. I'm all in on their belief in each other. And this is a time where I feel the connectivity between the players, the coaches, and the ultimate goal that they're trying to achieve.
I love that. I want to get Riley Yauch's thoughts. Riley from the Jump Around each and every week on ESPN Madison, a UW alum, just like Ben Brust, just wasn't quite as athletic or known for a big shot. like Benny was. Riley, you've been stewing there for about 50 minutes mm-hmm. since we started this show. What's on your mind when it comes to Wisconsin, a 5 seed in the West region taking on High Point Thursday?
Yeah, I think keeping it on the High Point game, I tweeted this out. High Point is the fourth highest octane offense in the country. They average 90 points a game. If the Badgers beat them, they face Arkansas, who is the third highest octane offense in the country, averaging 90.1 points a game. And a stat that we haven't brought up yet is that the Badgers are undefeated in games where they score 80 plus. So I feel like this is the perfect matchup for Wisconsin. This is the perfect stretch to get to that second weekend, to get back to the Sweet 16, because Arkansas and High Point play right into the Badgers' sweet spot and where they thrive against, as you mentioned, Ben, teams that are significantly better than High Point, who I think is 76th in net ranking, which, for context, Northwestern is 66th. So High Point, not that great. I'm not worried about High Point. Arkansas, that's good. They'll be fun, but I think it plays into the Badgers game. So I'm really excited. I am fired up about these matchups.
I love that. And you mentioned when they score 80, they're undefeated. The over-under for this game, Benny, have you seen it yet? Any guesses?
Let me take a guess. 182.5.
Oh, it's lower than that. 166.5. 166.5.
Pound the over. Pound the over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a high-scoring game. 166.5 is the initial over on ESPN's website, ESPN.com. They have it listed as Badgers 11.5-point favorites at this moment and 166.5.
Let's not forget now, like, the Badgers are a top 10 team in efficiency as well when it comes to offense, and they're about 50th-ish in defense. So when you are going to run into an explosive offensive team, typically they're going to find a way to get a couple because they aren't perfect.
I want to wrap up on this. We'll spend a few more minutes with you here on a special edition of March Mode on Selection Sunday. Benny and I will be back with you tomorrow at noon. We'll be another edition of March Mode after we get to sleep on it and I get to fill out my 11-team brackets. I want to go Rand Robin. You're not allowed to pick Wisconsin High Point. Is there a game that sticks out to you and go, holy crap, I can't wait to see that? I can't wait to see that when you look at the bracket for the first weekend. Riley or Benny, whoever has a thought on that, can jump in first.
I mean, I always love these 10-7 games. I think 10-7 games are really fun. I think 11-6 is like – or 13-4 is becoming the new 5-12. Like, don't sleep on Hawaii – don't sleep on Troy, even though in the fun belt, like, Nebraska is kind of flawed. I do know nothing about Hofstra as a 13, but I just don't trust Alabama. Keep your eye on those 4-13 games versus the 5-12s as well. Those 4-13s have been sneaky fun games that I would say keep your attention towards.
Yeah,
Riley.
Personally, I'm really excited for the first four matchup between Miami of Ohio and SMU. All that discourse about is Miami of Ohio deserving? SMU, I'm pretty sure on the selection, so the director of the bracket, however they make that, said that SMU was the last team in. So if Miami of Ohio can't beat SMU, they are fraudulent. So very excited to see what transpires there.
Yeah, look. I'll say this, man. All the discourse that you referenced when it came to Miami of Ohio, a perfect regular season, but they haven't played anybody. It's good they're in.
Yes.
And it reminded me of years ago when the college football playoff, and I know it's kind of apples to oranges here, but when the college football playoff was only 4 team and UCF was undefeated and they didn't let them in, and then they go win a big bowl game. I think it was over Auburn. Like, they proved, hey, we are a really good football team despite not having a juggernaut on our schedule. For Miami of Ohio, it's the long route. They've got to play in the round of 68, but they deserve to be in the dance after having a perfect regular season. This is the first time a team has had an undefeated regular season, wasn't a number one overall seed. They're one of the last teams in.
Yeah, I think for my entertainment value of even watching Bruce Pearl get asked about Auburn after the selection show, asking the criteria amongst Oklahoma, Auburn, SMU, and all those teams on the back end, the funniest scenario would be for Miami, Ohio to lose to SMU. and then watch Akron somehow beat Texas Tech, and then You let in Miami, Ohio. They lose to SMU, but somehow Akron, who was the at-large for winning the tournament, actually wins a game against a better seed in Texas Tech.
That would rock. I don't really have a dog in this fight, but I know it's been probably the biggest talking point in college basketball the last week. Will they or won't they with Miami of Ohio? But they get in the round of 68. They will play, I believe, tomorrow, or it might be Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember which day they're playing. SMU. The winner of that game will play Tennessee, the sixth seed in the Midwest region. One game I'm staring at, Betty, that I go, And I know North Carolina doesn't have Wilson, but that North Carolina VCU game makes me go, I've watched quite a bit of VCU this week, obviously, in the A-10, the championship game earlier today. They fascinate me. And it seems like they're playing some of their best ball at the right time. North Carolina is without their star, so they fall all the way to a sixth seed. That game just hits me as a game that could be a good old-fashioned slobber knocker, as Jim Ross of WWE used to say.
I agree. And I think I had said earlier, I think North Carolina would be like -4. They're -2.5 over at Pato Sportsbook. And I think this is very interesting per our last conversation. SMU, Miami, Ohio. SMU is -8.5 in Dayton.
Wow.
That stood out as I was going here. Like Akron +7.5 against Texas Tech. I like Akron there. McNeese as a 12 is +11.5. Let's just look through from a Badger standpoint these 12-5, because you won't get the Badger. We found a line outside of Potawatomi Sportsbook because, you know, legally you're not allowed to bet the college teams at Potawatomi Sportsbook, but Akron's a 12 seed. They're +7.5 against Texas Tech. And you said the Badgers are on 11.5. McNeese is +11.5 against Vandy. That's a 5-12. So Vandy favored by 11.5 there. And the last 12-5, as I scroll.
St. John's, Northern Iowa, 11.5.
11.5. So there's some big 5-12s right now.
And I'll just say this, Benny. I'm looking at the ESPN.com bracket where they have the lines in the top right corner. Wisconsin has fallen again. It's now 10.5. So that has gone down 2 full points in the last 45 minutes. The public betting on High Point to cover that spread early, at least according to ESPN's website.
It's usually the sharps that jump in early if they see the value.
What does that make you think?
That means there's points to be had, and I think it's a tight game.
Oh, come on, Ben. I thought you were going to say for like the fourth time during the show, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn.
That's what I was literally going to get there. You didn't let me get there. I said the Sharps thinks there's points there and there's value there, and I basically like there's points to be had, but I was going to say I don't give a damn because the Badgers are going to beat High Point.
All right. I'm going to fill out a bunch of brackets tonight. I'm going to try to sleep a little bit. Me and Ben will talk more about the bracket, more about Wisconsin High Point coming up on tomorrow's edition of March Mode. Benny Bruss, we have a bracket. We have the 68 teams. The NCAA tournament starts this week. Your final thoughts as we close out the special selection Sunday edition of March Mode on ESPN Wisconsin.
Just thinking about Thursday. I'm just thinking about the Badgers. I'm just going game by game. I believe in this team. I've said it. They're a 5 seed playing better than a 5 seed right now. It's time for them to prove that all those big wins that they've had are going to earn them the right to play in the second weekend. And once you get to the second weekend, you don't know how everything else is going to shake out around you. Anything can happen.
Riley Yauch, appreciate your time. Your final thoughts as we get ready for March Madness starting up on Thursday as the Badgers of Wisconsin take on the Panthers of High Point.
Let's do it. Let's get to Thursday, get to Friday. Don't care. Badgers by a billion. It's going to be awesome. So excited. Can't wait.
Clear mind, full heart, can't lose. Badgers are playing some great basketball. They get themselves all the way up to a 5 seed or the final 5 seed.
That was clear mind. That was win by a billion. There's no bias there at all.
Clear mind, full heart, can't lose.
Riley doesn't have a clear mind. And now here's the thing.
No, I don't.
I don't either. I'm buying what Riley's selling.
We're going to do
it. We're all on the same page here.
Ben, quick question before we sign off. I saw some discourse earlier on a Badgers forum. Some fans hoping that the Badgers get an early Thursday game. I don't think that's going to happen with Portland. But as a player, did you care if you played on Thursday and Saturday versus Friday and Sunday? Did that matter at all to you?
Great question.
I would say I could go into the time and where and when. You know, maybe Riley just teased our next episode.
There we go.
We can talk about that tomorrow. Certainly.
I'll tune in tomorrow.
I love I love talking about where you play, when you play. I'll just say this. Think about it as a human being. Mm. You're a human. Do you like waiting till 9 o'clock Central to watch them play?
I sure as hell do not.
And I sure as hell hated waiting.
Mm.
There's your end. The bracket is here. My
bracket is here. Riley, are we losing him or am I just bad?
Nope, we're losing him.
It's a beautiful piece of it.
Get him out of here, Riley. Get him out of here. You'd be doing the audience a favor so we don't have to look at his damn chicken scratch.
Yeah, I think let's give him 5 more seconds and we're going to – Ben, do you want to close us out? I have the music ready to go. We can head into tomorrow.
It's been March mode and it couldn't have ended any better with Alex Rove cutting out so we don't have to listen to him say for the 15th time he's going to be filling out 15 brackets before Thursday.
It's a lot of brackets. Well,
talk to you soon.